Hello and welcome to the Computing Conversations column. This column is from the February 2016 issue of IEEE Computer and is titled Bruce Schneier, The Security Mindset. There's supporting video material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan. Network technology increasingly touches all aspects of our lives. When essential systems are connected to the networked environment, it becomes important to make sure that they're protected from attack. We continue improving the mathematics and algorithms used to secure these systems, but attackers tend to exploit weaknesses in how the mathematics and technologies are used. As effective security becomes more vital, many computer science students are becoming interested in making security part of their education. I talked to Bruce Schneier, a leading cybersecurity thinker, and asked him how students might prepare themselves for a career in the field. In some ways, the security field is different from other traditional areas of computer science, like hardware, compilers, or operating systems.
You know, I think computer security is the most exciting part of computing right now, because it has something that nothing else has. It has an adversary relationship. I mean, if you do graphics or operating systems or anything, there's no one trying to thwart you at every turn. And that's what you have in security. And that's what makes it exciting and interesting. And that's what makes it something that's forever changing and involves psychology and economics and computing and law and policy and so many things. So I think it's a great area to be in, to work in. I think it's not going away, right? As long as we have adversaries, as long as we have human beings and ne'er-do-wells and evildoers, we're going to need security.
In many other areas of computer science, we're iteratively improving something, such as the algorithms that power databases. We gain new understanding of the underlying problems and then improve our solutions to the problems. But because the underlying problems in security are often creative, highly motivated human adversaries, there is always surprising new twists and turns. We simply can't know in advance what skills we'll need to succeed as security professionals.
You know, preparing is interesting. In a lot of ways, security is a mindset. It's a way of thinking about the world. And if you think about the traditional definition of a hacker, right, someone who sort of cobbles stuff together, you hack this tool and it works, and you put this piece together and this here and that, and it all works, and it's a great hack.
Those with the intent to break security don't follow the rules. They don't stay in a well-defined box. We can't just tell them to behave.
But I'm a security guy. I'm going to say, well, turn this like that and it doesn't work anymore. And you'll say, well, don't do that. And I'll say, well, no, I'm the attacker. I get to do that. I get to do that whenever I want. I get to do it at the most inopportune time. I get to do that in a way that makes your system fail as badly as possible. And you have to think that way. Not about how to build something, not how to make it work, but how to make it fail. And how to make it fail in precisely the right way to do precisely the right sort of damage.
To get into the security mindset is to try to understand the unexpected directions from which attacks might come.
So I remember a class in security. I forget who did this. One of the assignments was, come in tomorrow and write down the first 1,000 digits of pi. Okay, so two things about this test. One, you can't memorize 1,000 digits of pi. You have to cheat. And actually, the students were expected to cheat. But if they were caught cheating, they would fail. That's interesting, right? That teaches that mindset. It allows you to think outside the box.
The security mindset isn't something that can be taught directly. There's no principles of security mindset section in a textbook that we can all learn and then apply to become security experts. But a security expert must understand many different topic areas because adversaries are looking for any way to break into systems.
I'm often asked, should I study forensics or cryptography or network security or protocols or embedded devices or SCADA systems? Study what you want. And whatever interests you, follow that. Because really what you're learning is how to think like a security expert. And honestly, if you get a job and they make you do VPNs, you can pick up VPNs. That's easy. And it's the way to think. So do what you want. And you know what we're learning right now is that demand is greatly outstripping supply. Right? That people who have expertise in security have a guaranteed career.
Students interested in a career in security need to expose themselves to open-ended challenges to develop the security mindset.
A lot of the hacker conferences will have capture the flag contests. I remember an early one where they had to build their own private network to cut down on both network latency and federal violations. Right? That's why you do it. But you're going to learn a lot by breaking other people's systems. And yeah, that's probably going to involve illegal activity. And agreed, you know, this isn't the best way. Or maybe it is the best way. It's not the most socially acceptable way. You know, but here we have this clash between the tech imperative and what society wants. So many of our systems are black boxes. I mean, you can go and try to hack this, right? Your smartphone or your computer, and there's a lot of stuff you can learn. But really, it's going to be more fun if you can hack somebody else's cell phone or somebody else's computer.
Over the years, Schneier has written many books that explain security concepts and issues to a non-technical audience, including Secrets and Lies, Digital Security Networked World, and Liars and Outliers, Enabling the Trust That Society Needs to Thrive. His most recent book is about surveillance and data.
My latest book is about surveillance. And Data and Goliath talks about what's going on in the world of surveillance and how we can regain security. So to me, all of these books are for someone who might be interested in this field, because what they're going to do is spark interest in different directions. Right? They're going to give people ideas. They're going to go and research further. And that's how you get your passion. That's how you get your calling. You know, it's not that someone gives it to you, that you notice it going by and saying, hey, that's kind of neat. I want to do more there.
The good news for students who aspire to join the security field is that demand is growing for people with expertise in this area. Although it's important for the student to master core skills in computer science, those skills must be placed in the context of a security mindset. Because this takes a long time to develop and draws from many diverse areas of study, students can think of their entire education as a preparation for a career in security. This column is from the February 2016 issue of IEEE Computer and is titled, Bruce Schneier, The Security Mindset. There's supporting video material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan.